Freedom Train, your community resource podcast series. I'm your conductor, Joseph Ward, and thank you. And always, always ride with me. It's my homeboy, Mr. Patrick Irvin. What's going on, Pat?
How you gonna forget about me and you interrupted my freestyle?
Oh, that was you trying to freestyle?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. My bad. Do it. Do it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Over. It's too late.
You want me to start it back?
Nah.
Okay.
The vibe is ruined.
Hey, remember, the Freedom Train is sponsored by PAX, Inc. That's P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C. And PAX, Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you go visit www.paxinc.org. And remember, that's P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C.org. And make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com to learn more about us, our guests, and to hear your favorite shows. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _FreedomTrain. Like our Facebook Freedom Train page. And last but not least, for convenience, you can subscribe to the Freedom Train podcast series on iTunes and Google Play Music. And if you don't do none of that, I doubt you're really going to be cool in life. I just want to tell you that. So what's going on, Pat? I'm hungry.
Hey, who invented the spelling for nauseous?
Somebody white.
Because it had to be a stupid motherfucker.
Why you say that? What? What we got?
I'm sorry. I'm good, bro. I am good. Yeah, I'm hungry, too. We got Did I mess that up?
No, you just crazy. I'm ready for my blood sugar to get spiked up 100%.
All right.
Because I word on the street is I guess know how to cook how to bake a mean. I'm talking about a mean red velvet cake. So we're gonna really find out.
So she helping contribute to the death of black people by exposing them to insulin induced comas.
It's vegan.
Hell no. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
There you go. That's your answer right there.
There you go. Well, the guest just introduced herself, so we're going to move on forward.
We have on the show my homegirl, one of my oldest friends. We've been friends for a while, and I've had the pleasure of watching her grow to a beautiful young lady and a successful young lady. So we have Miss Shamelia Andy Cates Johnson on the show. What's up, Shamelia?
What it do, Mr. Ward?
Our studio audience, they like cake.
Free cakes for everybody. She told me to tell y'all.
Anybody who give me $2 get a free slice of cake. How about that?
Give you $2, get a free
give
slice of cake.
Carry the one. No, that doesn't work for me.
Not a good business model.
See, I'm giving half of my proceeds to a good cause. See,
and where the other half go?
You asking government questions now. See,
oh, okay.
So you got to stop that. Before we get deeper to this interview, I want to give them a little background information about Miss Andy. We're gonna call you Andy Johnson today. Your name gonna be Andy, so we're gonna give them a little background information about you. So, Miss Shamelia Andy Johnson was born and raised in Tallahassee, Florida. She graduated from Amos P. Godbey High School with honors and was inducted into the National Spanish Honor Society. So we're gonna get her to talk a little Spanish a little later. Upon graduation, she moved to Tampa, Florida to further her education at the University of South Florida, where she received a degree from the School of Arts and Sciences with a discipline in criminology and a minor in Africana Studies. She has worked in the construction industry, oil refining and mining as a project coordinator, and she wants y'all to know that she did get dirty, and she did that for 5.5 years, and has experience in technical writing. Shamilia loves to stay busy with her son, Aiden. They enjoy hiking, bike riding, trips to the beach, amusement parks, bowling, and DIY crafting projects. Aiden loves animals, so trips to the zoo and any place outdoors is always an adventure for the pair. With all of the formal education and professional experience under her belt, baking is one of her passions. She loves creating new recipes, modernizing old-time favorites, and creating a wow factor for her confectionery treats. So she began sourcing her baked goods because she didn't like the store-bought taste and wanted to share it with the world. She says she loves it when people eat things that she bakes and keeps quiet, because that means they're really eating it and they like it. So it's a great compliment. Her mother, who is extremely picky, will only eat her red velvet cake. Now, we're going to call her out on that. That's a classic recipe, that red velvet cake. And it's been around well before her time. And it makes her feel very, very, very good that her family and her mother and everybody enjoys her cooking. So once more, Shamilia Andy Cates Johnson. What's going down?
I'm confused.
Always confused.
Because it's Tuesday.
Oh,
you
okay.
said you was going to call her Andy, and then you started saying Shamilia.
See, I had to, I'm giving them the whole perspective of her, okay? See, you got me, Pat, you got to be with me, right?
I got to be with me, and you Bobby? What are you saying?
Well, there you go. There you go. You said it, I didn't.
No, B.
You
Yo,
know, Bobby.
Son.
You know Bobby Brown, one of my heroes, too, so I appreciate it.
Oh, so one of your heroes is the dude that got one of the most powerful and successful women in the world strung out on crack and then killed?
Man,
yeah. Technically, he didn't do that. Oh, sorry,
thank you. Thank you. See, that's I knew it was cool. She got him, okay? She had more money and better drugs, okay?
Boom!
What up? All right. So... we're going to go ahead and kick this interview off. Pat, you got the first question. Let's do it how we do it.
I don't want to talk to him.
You don't want to talk to me? That's not nice.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to cry in the car.
Well, just don't do it right now. That's fine.
Well, I'm going to call you.
You don't
I got a question.
Know.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I have a question. So how you go from working in construction to constructing cakes? How that happen?
Ooh, I love that wordplay. well,
I'm dope.
First off, every I guess job I've ever had was always temporary. So it wasn't like I felt like I was gonna be there forever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a matter of time before I did something other than working for other people.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how did you choose baking out of all the things? Because you have a vast background of experience and education. So, I mean, I understand baking has, it's a passion of yours, but when did you realize that, all right, forget this other stuff, I'm about to make baking something that I move forward with?
When people started handing over money for it, it's like every job like that I went to, we always, we all have those company functions, potlucks and everything, and I was always the one to bring baked goods.
Okay.
And when people were like, hey, where'd you buy this from? I'm like, my kitchen, I made this. And they're like, really? And then it kind of starts snowballing from there to where they would have their functions with their families, and they're like, hey, this chick at my job made this XYZ, and I want to have that for my family function. And then they would pay me to make their holiday desserts for them and their family.
Okay.
So after that, I was like, oh, okay, I might be good at this. So let's see where it goes.
That's what's up. I'm going to make up a holiday, and you can go ahead and bake some goods and stuff like that. And we make that happen. We make that happen. What we going to make up?
Well, you ain't got to make it. I mean, it's a holiday every week of the year anyway. So
for Earth Day, I want a tree cake for Earth Day. Can you do that?
I can.
There you go.
I got a question.
You okay?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I forgot. Go ahead.
So when we were talking before the show started, and you were rudely insulting my mama. What is the difference between fondue and fondette?
Huh?
Did I say that right? Did I jack
okay,
that up?
I was trying to tell you fondue is the melted stuff that you dip things in, like a fondue fountain of chocolate that you would dip strawberries or, you know, other fruit in, or the
okay.
fondue fountain of cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. Fondant, you cover things in it or make decorations for cakes.
Okay, so when we at the store, right, and you see the cakes and all the stuff in there, and people say, oh, that's a nice fondue cake, they wrong.
Right.
Yes, you would be wrong.
Okay.
Right.
No,
and
I was talking about them, not because I know the difference. I was asking.
you helping,
oh, okay.
You helping them out. So let me ask you, so what store was you in when they said that? Cause
oh,
when
that
you,
we was in Publix.
Okay,
you
I was
sure?
I picture Walmart in my head.
I thought it was Piggly Wiggly, but
no, we ain't got no Piggly Wiggly.
They don't do the pig like that, okay? We just got a pig. Don't do the pig like that.
No, nah, we was in you know what? It might have been No, it was Publix, but it wasn't me though, cause I know the difference. I was just like trying to get you to all right. Joe, your question.
All right. So, within your bio and when we're having a conversation, you mentioned that store-bought cakes just wasn't really cutting it anymore, and you didn't like the taste of store-bought cakes, so that's one of the things that pushed you to start baking more. So, what's the difference between your cakes and the store-bought cakes, and what makes your cakes that much better?
Well, first off, the ingredients. Like,
okay.
Stores, I mean, they're going to buy a whole bunch of stuff in bulk, and they're going to get it at a better price, and it's not going to be a better quality, though.
Okay.
I use, like, real stuff in my cakes, and I've also developed a better and healthier way to use them, to bake them, by substituting some things that people may have allergies to other things, and by making some of the things that I have vegan. So,
okay.
So I've just, you know, went about it a more healthy way and a more pure way.
That's what's up. So you ain't trying to...
There's not a whole bunch of preservatives in it,
okay.
You know.
So, none of that Patti LaBelle pie stuff.
Yeah, no. And I actually have ingredients in my stuff, like real ingredients that you can pronounce.
That's what's up. It's like, I know, right? Like if you make a sweet potato pie, like actual sweet potatoes, then, man. You know,
yeah,
that,
like sweet potatoes. Yeah.
That matters.
Not sweet
that
potato
matters.
Extract.
Yeah. I mean.
Not extract.
Because.
Is there, I've never seen a sweet potato extract, but if you were to see it, it would be in my stuff.
Because I like cakes. I like pies. I like cookies. I'm a pastry person myself. And when I found out that you baked, I got excited. I was like, ooh, shit, she baking and stuff. And then, now, you're gonna actually be in town soon, or have you already came? Did I miss that? Are you going to be in town soon, correct?
I have been there a couple times. I'll be back maybe next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
I think that's the weekend of the 10th. And usually when I come up, I announce it and everybody says, hey, come see me, you know, and I come
okay,
see
okay.
them. Cause
okay.
It's like Santa Claus. I'm like Mrs. Claus or something.
All right. So before we move to the next question, I want to give you some time to make a big announcement right here, right now. So when we run this show and people hear this, especially people in Tallahassee, they can be ready for you. Okay, so go ahead and make your announcement.
Yeah. So, Indie Cakes will be in Tallahassee, Florida, Saturday, September the 10th. And if anything on my Facebook page piques your fancy, there's a message button. Hit me up. Let me know. I'll be there.
And if you order red velvet, I'm going to chop you in your neck because that's only for me.
Okay, wait a minute, sir. That's like a cash cow. You cannot take that one. Anything else, maybe.
I give you $1 a day. You'll get $1
a day.
A dollar a day.
And that's because we friends.
But did you not just hear me say I use real ingredients?
I know, right? Yeah, what you talk about, Pat? She used really good. What you talking about, Pat?
You talking about $1 a day? What, she going to make one cake a year, bitch? What?
Man, look at her. Next question, Pat. You tripping.
No, you tripping. Yeah, your friend. Anyways, look, this is what I'm saying, right? Okay, so who taught you how to cook, how to bake? Were you like a natural? Or did somebody teach you when you eventually surpassed them, like a Star Wars Jedi, an apprentice? Or how did that work out? Like the Sith or something? How did that go?
It's so funny that you use the word surpass. So I've always been pretty good in the kitchen so far as, like, dinners and, like, actual meals. And I was dating this guy, and he absolutely loved the stuff that I made. Like, his favorite was, like, chicken marsala, pasta and stuff, like, you know. And his birthday was, he's like, babe, can you make me a cake? And I'm like, yeah, what do you want? And he's like, I want red velvet. I was like, okay, I got you. So he leaves, and I go into a panic because I never baked shit in my life. I have never baked anything, so I call my aunt. You know Auntie Lisa Joseph?
Oh, yeah.
I called Auntie Lisa, and I was like, yo, I need your red velvet cake recipe because I got a problem. So she gave me her recipe, and everybody in the family loves her recipe. Like, she makes these cakes constantly, you know. And I made the cake. I tasted it, and I hated it. Ooh. I absolutely hated it because I've never liked red velvet before, ever. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just I'm just being unfair because I just don't like it because I know what's in it, and it's cocoa, and I don't like cocoa. So he got it. He ate, like, half of the cake in 2 days. He loved it. He's like, oh, man, I want you to make one of these for my mama. I'm like, that nasty-ass cake. I can't serve this to nobody's mama. So I went back to the drawing board, and I started taking stuff out to where I thought that it would taste good to me. Mm-hmm. So I revamped that whole recipe, tried it out for Thanksgiving with the family, and everybody raved to my auntie about how much better her cake was. Oh, my God, this is the best one you've ever made. And she's like, oh, fuck you. Shamelia made the cake. So, and that's how it started. I was like, oh, so I'm good at this. Okay, let's do it.
So that's like the greatest lie ever told.
That is not a lie. You can call
No. When you told the dude you can bake, the initial lie, that was the greatest lie.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a lie. And I don't think he even knows to this day unless he's listening, but I doubt it.
Well, he might listen to the replay. He ain't listening now, so you cool until the show actually come out.
Right. So.
No. He got a situation.
Oh.
Well, he won't hear until he get out. Okay, we got you.
Okay.
I Quintarius, when you hear this. This for Quintarius, when you hear this. In 5 to 10.
Oh, gosh.
My bad, B. I know how I'd be to be at summer camp. I really don't, but I'm going to say that because it sounds cool on the radio. So, hey, I got another question, though. Are you the type of cooker, baker, do you bake off feeling or do you need, like, precise measurements?
There is no such thing as baking off of feelings. If you want to blow your kitchen up, then go right ahead. But, baking is not like cooking. You got to understand science.
Okay.
And you typically do want to use exact measurements when you're doing it. Because, I mean, even if you're like a half a teaspoon off of baking powder, your cake or whatever could taste like a piece of cardboard because it'll dry it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the right proportions of, you know, liquids, oils, and dry ingredients in order, you know, to make it work.
Okay, so, but when you cook, though, do you cook off feelings or do you use exact measurements for that as well?
I cook by smell.
I cook by smell, too. High five. All right, go ahead.
Okay, see, but I'm glad you asked that question because that's one of the questions I really wanted to ask her. It's like, you know, is it true that baking is more of an exact science than cooking? Because I can cook. Like, baking is not my thing, but I can cook, and you give me the recipe if you want to. I'm going to do it how I feel like doing it.
Right.
And it's still going to come out
right.
good because I know how to cook.
Yeah.
But when it comes to baking, if you tell me to do this, and the cake might fall, that damn cake might fall. So.
And you know what? I never understood why my grandma used to fuss at us about running in and out the house and everything while she had stuff in the oven, and I do now. I get on my son all the time. I got cakes in the oven. Sit down somewhere, because they will fall.
Like when if they slamming the door, stuff like that?
Slams the door, yeah. Yeah. Also, like, just baking in a conventional oven versus a gas oven is totally different. Even when I went to Ohio and I was baking because of the changes in the altitude and everything, it's all totally different.
Dang. So, So what's the difference between like the gas oven and the electric oven or whatever? Like what's the difference and how can you really tell the difference when you're baking and things or can you tell the difference in the taste and the texture of the cake and everything?
No, you can't really tell the difference in the taste of the cakes. However, I learned the hard way that the 350 on a gas oven and the 350 on a conventional oven is not the same.
Yeah.
And you'll need less time in the oven on a gas oven than you do in a conventional oven.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you will burn your stuff completely up.
Yeah, I like
and that's
that.
On the stove. I burn grits on a gas stove because I was just using it like it was just regular.
Okay. Okay.
I got people in my family that won't cook on gas stove. We had the house we lived in before we moved into this one had a gas stove, and I was fucking up quite a few meals before I got the hang of it. I don't understand what is going on here. And then Google, because Google is your friend.
Oh yeah.
But if it's not on the first page of Google, it's probably garbage.
True enough. But no,
that's what's up.
I never thought about bacon as being such a, but you know, like when I think about it, there are a lot of people I know that could cook, but there aren't that many people I know that really know how to bake.
Right. That's true.
Rare breed of people, you know?
All right, so, well, let me ask this, all right, because why are we talking about the stove? So what about, like, the wood-burning stoves? Are they good stoves to bake in? Because, you know, that's what our great-grandmamas and our grandmamas coming up, probably some of our parents came up using, and they had good bakeries. I mean, well, baked goods, rather. So does that, do you think wood fire stoves actually are the best, or what do they rank to you?
Well, I grew up in the 21st century, I think, so I've never used a wood-burning stove.
Man, look at this.
So
anybody ever tell you nothing about it?
No, never right. heard it.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I know they exist. I mean, I know wood-burning stuff makes good barbecue, but never tried a baking.
Well, okay, let me tell you why I asked that, because when you was talking about the different types of stove, I thought back to, like, some of them slave movies when they'd be baking, like, cornbread in the skillet in the wood fire stove, and I just think, hey, well, maybe that make good cakes, too, because they ate cakes back then, so.
But you have to understand, they kind of didn't have any other way, so it was probably good to them.
Yeah, probably so.
You know what, Joe?
What's up?
Outside of her calling your question stupid,
Mm-hmm. That was a good
question. I hate you.
That may be what she did, but anyways. You know, I'm not no baker, right? I'm not. Except for pound cake. I know how to make pound cake. Pound cake is my favorite cake. Do you make a good pound cake?
I do.
Is it better than your red velvet, Mimi?
What?
What?
Is it better than your red velvet? What?
Is it better than your red velvet?
I can't put them in the same category. So
because you don't like velvet,
like
right?
Equal. Well, I actually like it now that I've tweaked it, and I understand it's not a cake full of chocolate, and it's just a few shakes here and there because I'm not a huge chocolate fan. But
you don't like chocolate?
I know.
You don't
men,
like no
but,
chocolate
but,
or just specific kinds of chocolate?
I like chocolate men.
Okay,
ooh, well.
Okay. Joe, too bad for you, homie. Sorry.
Forget you. Forget
that's
Joe.
That's my caramel cutie.
Joe ain't caramel.
Hey, see, Pat.
Oh, my
God. Joe, you yellow. You piss color.
See, I'm gonna drop a diss song on you when we get off this. I'm gonna get into my booth and I'm gonna record a diss song on you, Pat.
That ain't gonna change the fact that when you boo boo, the boo boo be the same color as your scene.
Oh my goodness. And scene. Okay, so
you're crazy. All right, so
Hold on, real quick.
What?
So, do you like, do you dislike milk chocolate or, like, you just like?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't like to eat chocolate just by itself. I might eat it in something, but if I can taste it, I'm not going to like it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
I don't like it, like, too sweet or anything. It just depends. It's situational.
Got you. I follow.
All right, so without giving away your secrets and stuff like that, you know, we don't really want you to give away your secrets to everybody else, just to me. But to you, what does it mean to you to bake with love, and how would you define this love that you bake with, if you bake with love? They say the good ones bake with love.
Well, I mean, that kind of goes back to, you know, the ingredients. Love meaning I care about what I'm putting in it.
Okay.
Like, you know, that's really one of the main things. Like, yes, I want you guys to enjoy what I'm baking, but I don't want to, put you guys into a diabetical coma. Or give you high cholesterol or, you know, or any of that kind of stuff. So, baking with love is, using quality ingredients and making sure that when I box it up, like, I would, you know, eat that and I would be happy with it, and I, you know, I won't feel bad at all about taking your money for it. Like, I'm gonna make sure it's good.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Now,
so it's a very conditional love,
right?
Here you go.
No, I'm saying because if it was unconditional love, then you'd be willing to put me in the hospital. Right. But I love you so much that I put conditions on it. I'm not going to kill you with my cape. I feel you. See?
And on top of that, it's like the lifestyle that I live. Like, I don't just put anything in my body either. And I guess, like, with this day and age, everybody is just, like, they're moving towards a more healthy way of life, you know, exercising more and everything. And also, you know, if everybody, you know, they have their cheat days. But if your cheat day doesn't really feel like a cheat day because you know what you're eating is still, like, good so far as, like, how your health and everything is, then that's a win-win.
There it is.
Especially for the people that's not full of shit about moving towards health, which I believe you, that's right, I said it. 90% of y'all talking about y'all getting healthy are full of shit. Y'all are lying. You social media.
They saw Tiana Taylor and went crazy.
You lying. You photoshopping your pictures on Instagram. I know what you look like. You ain't lost no 10 pounds.
Wait, I did that one time. It was one time. Okay.
right. No, but I like your definition of cooking with love, because that is the I guess you could say the freshest definition of cooking with love I've ever heard. Because when more people say it, they more so talk about the feeling or thoughts or emotions that they put into what they're baking. But you like that too, but I'm talking about these dang on ingredients. Like, mm-hmm. I love you enough to keep your ass alive. So that's why
mm-hmm.
that's why I'm going to give Joseph one of them vegan red velvet cakes. Right? So you said it. I heard you. You just said it. So you heard it too, Pat, right?
Did you hear it?
You know, I only hang around with genuine people, so you shouldn't be surprised, because when I introduced you to her, I told you she was genuine. You know, I don't understand your surprise.
Hey man, look here, Pat. I got a good diss on. I'm a ether you, okay?
So are you a vegan?
I am not vegan.
Good.
To my good.
No. Good.
All right, but you eat your vegetables.
I do eat my veggies.
There you go. All right, Pat.
No, I asked her. I asked if she was vegan. She said no. Because, look, the reason that's important is because vegans' heads be too big for their bodies.
And they do.
So, I ain't met a vegan yet that weren't arrogant about the fact that they was vegan. Not a single one.
You eat flesh.
Not a single one. I like to give them a tofu burger with real meat in it.
Oh no, that's not nice.
And then I tell them it was a tofu. Then I tell them it was.
You
a
could make
real
them really thick, you know.
Tofu. Mm-hmm. Ugh, that's nasty.
I don't even know if all vegans eat
it's
tofu,
just a
but
texture
I also
thing.
Don't
it's not really nasty.
I just don't like their attitude. They be like, I'm vegan, so, and I'd be like, what that mean? That means I'm going to live a long time and I'm healthier than you. You're like, you cough, you'd be like, that's what red meat will do to you. Shut up.
Well, all you got to do is tell them about all the 90-year-old people who still eating salted pork.
Well, so. I'm quick to remind them that I got grandparents that have lived to be 99, 103 years old, and they all ate chicken and rice. So don't get, you introduced me to a vegan that lived to be over 95, and I will listen to you. Until then, because I ain't heard of one yet. And I used to volunteer at old folks' homes.
You got beef with them vegans, don't you?
Man, I ain't never met a vegan live to be over 90 years old. Never have. They always die in their 50s and 60s. They body give up. This motherfucker ain't going to never give me meat. I quit.
Hey, you got it out for the vegans.
And then what about plants? You know what I'm saying?
We gonna come back to vegans.
I don't eat anything with a face. Plants got faces, motherfucker. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hey. and
somebody
yeah.
get this man some peppermint oil.
Okay. And some olive oil.
About your bio, you mentioned that you're a career woman, a mother, and an entrepreneur.
Am I?
So,
oh, yeah. I did.
I was going to say, I don't know. You said it. What is the greatest lesson you've learned so far? And how do you apply that knowledge to your life?
Man, ain't no great lesson. You just don't stop. You know? I mean, when I was working, 50, 60 hours a week, and I had my son, and I was still, you know, pushing cupcakes. I was like a D girl, but I was pushing cupcakes, you know? I wanted to stop, like, for real. Like, I used to roll up in the barbershop with boxes of cupcakes and stuff, and within, like, 15, 20 minutes, I'm out the barbershop with nothing but my coin. And my son, he would be right there with me and said, Mommy, we did good. Even he was like, you know, 2, 3 at the time, but he knew what was going on. He'll wake me up in the morning and be like, Mommy, you gonna bake today? We gotta bake today. We gotta go to the barber shop. Like, as legit, like he knew, like, you know what? I know you're sleepy, mama, but you got to get up and get these coins, you know? So it's like, don't give up. Like, even though I didn't realize it then, like, he's always watching me, every move that I make. So I can't give up knowing that he's watching me and that what I'm doing right now, he's going to follow in my footsteps no matter how many times I tell him not to give up. He'll, well, mommy, you did it.
Right.
You know, so that's basically it. I just can't stop.
That's what's up. Can't stop, won't stop pushing these cakes. See, look at you. See, you forgot I was a freestyle master. That's what's up.
Well, no, I didn't forget.
Ooh. Well.
Joe, hey, so, my God. Are you all show, bro.
You are a shit star, sir.
He is. We're gonna play this.
Her on the end. That means
we're gonna play this episode to his mom. Let her know how her son be carrying on outside the house.
I'm gonna tell her it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just kind of said you were gonna. Okay.
We gonna edit the audio. Don't worry.
I'm gonna keep the original. All right. So like when somebody take a bite of one of your pastries, like what do they have to look forward to when that cake is in their mouth? Like
do you want like the real, like,
give me the
gray version?
Give me the real. I want the realest version. I want you to give me the street version.
Okay, it's basically like you're biting into a cupcake. Let's just use the cupcake. The first thing that hits your mouth is just the fact that the icing is going to be creamy and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
The breading is going to be soft, moist, and spongy. It's not going to be hard. It's almost like it's like a orgasm in your mouth.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, and it tastes nice and clean, not, you know, full of shit.
So it is. Okay.
There it is. I like that. I want a cake now.
So is one of your goals to create more black babies through your pastries?
That would be awesome. As long as they're not coming out of me.
No. I'm saying, you know, people eat your pastry, they have an orgasm in their mouth, and then they go have another one down somewhere else.
That is.
You know, look at it. It's funny, too, because I had somebody say, hey, it's my anniversary coming up, and I want to give my wife some of your cupcakes. She really likes this this red velvet Oreo cake that you make, and I want her to, you know, have those for. So you gonna give her cupcakes for an anniversary gift? He's like, they're not just cupcakes, they are your cupcakes. Last time I bought one home, she was like so excited. I got it good. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, that's what we doing? Do you deliver? Do you ship?
I know, right?
Actually, I can, and I have. I do cakes in mason jars, and they preserve very well. I've shipped them overseas to people in the military. I've shipped them as far as Texas so far, and far west is Texas. I've shipped some up to Cleveland, Ohio a few times. So, yeah, it's possible.
And how do we set that up? I want your aphrodisiac pastries.
Uh-huh.
Aphrodisiac pastries. Now, those come in a couple different forms. Do you just want the really good one that you just come up with and say, hey, I want something that's got caramel and marshmallows or something, and I just come up with something? Or do you want those that I personally feel like is an aphrodisiac because I kind of infuse alcohol in them?
Alcohol is good. Can you taste the alcohol?
It depends on you. If you want to taste the alcohol, you can.
No, I just want to give them to my wife and have her jump my bones is what I want. So whatever you think could make that happen,
I want.
Well, I do have this one that is, and mind you, I don't like chocolate, but I love this one. I make a cognac turtle. cake. So it's just like, you know, the turtles that you buy out of the store, the candy with
yeah.
the pecans, mm-hmm. the caramel, and the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I create that using cognac, and that is actually one of my best sellers.
Okay, okay. Cognac Conversations. Yeah. That's Joe other show.
Cognac.
So we set that up through your Facebook page for all the listeners that's trying to get some. We go to your Facebook page to set that up?
Yes, sir. Andy Cakes 1.
Andy
Look
Cakes
for the black
1.
Hands. Look for the black hands.
Look at, yeah, don't go for the other ones. Only the black hands.
Yeah, yeah.
So your cakes go from vegan to making people healthy to alcoholic, making people drunk and horny.
Yeah,
I like that.
See,
I like
the
that
variety.
I like
know?
That. I like
There's
that.
A lot of versatility in this.
I'm putting my order in right now. I want some vegan red velvet, and I want some drunk ass chocolate cake. Okay, and I want
drunk ass chocolate cake.
What's the ingredients to that specific cake?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
But just know it's got Hennessy in it.
Ooh, that hen dog. All right. So what has been your greatest challenge so far as getting your business off the ground or taking your business to the next level? And how have you been able to overcome those challenges to help you keep moving forward?
Oh, man, challenges, basically just juggling it all. Like I said before, being a mommy, working, you know, I just really had to sit down, regroup, focus on what it is that I really wanted, and learn how to manage my time better so that I could get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's basically what it boils down to is the time management. Blocking off, you know, those periods of times where I need to be mommy versus when I need to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
So.
Right.
And I'm definitely getting there. I have a really good support system in my family, and my husband.
Ooh.
And definitely making it happen.
That's what's up. Shout out to your husband.
True.
My husband.
You know, support is so underrated nowadays, and everybody and all this YOLO and I can do it myself and all that other bullshit people be talking about. It feels so good to hear somebody finally come on and say, I got a strong support system. That's beautiful. Shout out to, what's his name?
Jameel Thompson.
One time for Jameel
Thompson. That's right. Support your wife.
Strong black man.
That was, because you know what I'm talking about. Hey.
Showing the brothers some love right now. All right. This is for the brothers. Jameel, you leading the way.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
People don't be supporting. No. People don't be. You need a support network. You can't do nothing by yourself. And how rare is it that we hear about a woman actually come on and say, my man support me? Most of the time, they be like, fuck y'all black dudes. So, you know, it's man, I love
Not
it.
Today. Not today on this
Not
show.
Not today. Not with me on it. Here.
There it is.
I love it.
There it is.
Get them.
Ten jumping jacks. All right.
You know, no, because, see, that's where my husband supports me too much. Ten jumping jacks.
So what are your future plans for your pastry? Do you want to like open up like a shop and franchise, or like sell recipes and cookbooks? Like, what are your future plans?
It's so funny. I'm in the process right now of coordinating kind of like a pop-up shop or whatever, or just little tastings to get people more information or just more knowledge on how I do things. So coming up in Tampa, I'm going to coordinate it's almost like a wine tasting but for cupcakes. So people can RSVP, come in, I'll bake a buttload of stuff so they can just come in and taste, you know, what I have, and if they choose to purchase things, that's totally up to them. But, you know, I want to expose, you know, myself to as many people as possible. So I'll start the first one in Tampa, which will be like in a month. And then I will be up to Tallahassee as well. So I'll keep you guys posted on when that is going to happen. I have started doing my own little Betty Crocker thing to where if I'm just not able to do something or someone is in a place to where, you know, they have enough knowledge to bake something, they just don't know how good it's going to taste. I have started actually vacuum sealing my my dried ingredients and just doing what Betty Crocker does, tell you how much of the wet ingredients or eggs to add. So I have done a couple of those for people. So, yeah, I'm definitely working on that. I don't think a cookbook is going to be coming up anytime soon. But that would be awesome.
That's what's up.
For now, I think we'll just sell the, you know, the baked goods and then the little Betty boxes.
And hey, man, that is cool. You got to make a schedule to come to Charlotte. Cause that's where I'm at.
That sounds like a personal problem.
You gonna alienate all your customers?
I'm
voting Donald Trump. Nah.
Hey, it's all good.
You realize you suffer too, right?
I want my drunk cake. That's all I want. And I'm good in life.
He's about to like ruin that talking this Trump business, because you'll be guilty by association.
Hey, look here, Pat. I fight you over my drunk cake, Pat.
Man, I ain't gonna vote till after you get your drunk cake. You'll be
good. Well, do it then.
Well, maybe I'll wait till after voting's over.
All right. So I wanna ask this question. All right. So, as good as your cakes are, if you had the opportunity to pick any person from history, any person that you could bake your cake for, who would that person be and why?
Who the fuck is Little Debbie? I want to know the real person. Whoever she is, that's who I would bake for.
Okay, for Little Debbie, because you want to show her what time it is and she ain't talking about a goddamn thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. That part.
Okay.
I want to bake for Little Debbie so she can just sit out somewhere.
And tell her them dry-ass zebra cakes are damn overrated.
Yo, they weren't dry back in the day. Like, Little Debbie, like, one of her relatives must be took over the recipe because everything it went horrible.
Man, look here. Them Star Crunches used to be good. Them shit's dry.
Bruh. Because I used to be like the zebra cake king, bruh. I would come to
Y'all really want to know what it is?
What is it?
Why it tastes so bad? Because those the same cake she made back where she was living is the preservative they started to run out.
Oh, they selling the same.
Them 1875 ingredients. Goddamn dirt.
Messed up. They selling those 100-year-old cakes.
Yeah.
Just like those Twinkies and shit.
They got them old like moon pie recipes.
We bought a box of them Jones for the kids, and I bit into one expecting to have a flashback. I threw that thing in the trash, man.
You be looking at that. Man, moon pies used to be riding. Not no more. They can have all that shit.
I don't know why. I got a hankering for like a Twinkie about 2 months ago, and I bit into it, and it tastes like roach spray. It was horrible.
They trying to kill you.
Yeah, they out for you.
I don't know. You know what I think it is? It's like, with me, I try to eat as clean as possible. People always like, oh, you still eat, you know, all this stuff, like collard greens and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I still eat the same stuff I grew up on, but I eat it healthier.
Different. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, eat your collard greens, but I cook it with smoked turkey as opposed to whatever kind of pork people be putting in it or whatever.
Right.
I chop up fresh herbs and spices as opposed to using salt in the packaged stuff that they, you know, they have. I know we black and we grew up on Lowry's, but Lowry's not good to us. So
it's not.
You know?
It's not.
I don't know what Lowry is.
You don't know what lard is? That seasoning salt they used to put on the french fries?
Oh, seasoning salt in the red container?
Yeah, with the red
okay.
top.
You got the red
top. We called it seasoning salt. I ain't know who made it.
Well, yeah, it's called seasoning salt, but the brand is Lowry.
Lowry. Mike Lowry.
But, yeah, and I think that's what happened with, like, store-bought little snack cakes and stuff like that. So I'm used to eating, like, real stuff, like, with real ingredients and stuff. So when I eat stuff that's out of the store or that's been packaged, I can just taste the not rightness in it.
Yeah, that's a great way to say it, because it don't taste right.
Right.
It'd
be like that with cereal, too, because I ate some smacks. I used to love Diggum Smacks back in the day.
Leave them alone.
Man, I ate a box of Smacks, and it tastes like cardboard with sugar on it. I said,
that's what you eat.
This is weird.
Those look like roaches.
Yeah. And stay away from McDonald's. Don't ever go back into
McDonald's. I don't eat fast food anyway,
I don't do
bro.
McDonald's anyway.
I don't even want McDonald's ice. That's how bad it is over there.
Fast food make my stomach hurt. So I left them alone a long time ago. I don't eat nothing fast food. Taco Bell, Subway, nothing.
I don't blame you.
Okay, Pat, how tall are you?
I am 5'9" and a quote.
And okay, 5'9". And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 175 pounds.
Is that a lot?
Huh?
Is that a lot? Is that a lot for that height?
No, I don't.
I asked
so.
The question as if I would know, didn't I?
Well, I mean, I don't because at my heaviest, which I was about 3 months ago, I was about 200. I think that was a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't look fat, though. Hold on now.
You were still quick with it, right?
Right. I was still slim. You know, I could still pull off a muscle shirt, and I could still run a mile.
You
I
still
was
break
just,
dance.
Well, you know, I ain't been able to break dance since 1972. But,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In sperm hood, he was the best breakdancing sperm ever. So.
Why are you trying to figure out if I'm fatter? You know what? I haven't been able to work out a lot, and so I honestly think my diet and me not really liking fast food or sodas and stuff like that is one of the reasons why I didn't get fat.
Right. That will definitely help your diet. A lot of people be like, oh, I can't lose weight. I'll be working out all the time, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what you eating?
Yeah.
Boo-boo. Because
that's where
boo-boo.
It starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I believe if you watch your diet and maintain your diet, a healthy diet, I'm not saying you don't have to work out, but you won't, like, fall apart. If you're not working out, but you're
not as
a
fast.
Healthy diet.
Not as fast. You won't fall apart as fast.
But I do think one of the things, too, is we live a very sedentary lifestyle. So you kind of got to get up and exercise just because a lot of us spend so much of our day sitting in the damn chair.
Right. All right.
Yeah, a lot of y'all do.
So. This is we didn't reach a special moment in our show because Pat get to ask his world famous question that he always
I'm still
asks.
Wondering why she asked me everybody. How tall and how heavy I was.
Because
I really just wanted to know.
The FBI looking for you.
So if I would have said I'm 5'4", 350 pounds, what you would have did? You would have
told you it was a lie about eating fast food.
That just means I eat a lot of the other stuff.
All right. So we kick this question off a little different than the other ones, and it go a little something like this, or like this. There you go.
Okay. So, if you were, I do that in honor and tribute to the late great Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm.
If you were the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-controlling ruler, czar, empress, goddess of Black America, what would you change and what would your message to the people be? Doo-doo.
Ooh. Hey, shut up. trying to
Alex Trebek you. What's wrong with him?
Shit. Let's see. I would probably change a lot of our schools. Like, I would really like to see more schools, like, dedicated to our history as opposed to the history of America, because that's not our history. My message would probably be to them to, it's simple, reboot. Kind of cleanse yourself, because I think a lot of us are brainwashed. And people need to really, like, I don't know, just tear all of that American crap that they've learned or seen or whatever and literally just get back to our raw history. Because I'm so sick of people starting it with slavery. It didn't start there, and I don't like that. So, Black America, reboot, cleanse yourself. Know who you are for real, like before America.
That is.
And eat candy cake. That's it.
Hey, well, there you go. And I got to throw this in because you opened the door. Because if they want to learn more about Black history, they can visit my website at ontheshouldersone.com. I had to do that. Black history.
And you can purchase
my book, On the Shoulders of Giants, North America, Volume 1, North America. Hey, Black history right there for you. Get it.
I got one. And if they want to read some books and watch some videos and other things, they can go to our sponsor's website at www.paxinc.org. And some of Joseph's On the Shoulders of Giants videos are on that website, too.
And see how we can see, look, you can learn about Black history while you eating Andy cakes. How you like me now?
Boom.
How you like me now?
Seriously.
Straight up. And you know how much you will learn, see, because them cakes going to stimulate your brain. While the information also stimulates your brain. So you're going to have them going at you from both ways. And there you go. You in there.
As long as you're not eating one of them aphrodisiac cakes. Cause that's
don't eat that cake by yourself.
Some people may need to
eat that by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because you might need to know yourself a little better. But other than that, you know.
Ooh, you going into the devil, Joe. You in trouble.
So,
oh my God.
Y'all, we got that one nasty person, and that is me. So well.
And it's been like that since I've known you.
See?
Mad that you own it like that, bro. Everybody need that one nasty, freaky pervert, and I'm it.
All right, so you added the pervert part. I'm not the perv, the nasty, freaky I take, but the pervish. I don't know about that.
Oh, my bad, dog. Oh, my God.
So, Andy, I said I'm going to call you Andy. So, Andy Cakes, Andy. Where can people find you once again on Facebook? And do you have an email, anything like that? What's the best way for them to contact you once again?
Facebook, Andy Cakes, the number one. That's facebook.com/ANDICAKES1.
There it is.
On Instagram, I am Andy_Cakes_. Okay. Or they can email directly to me at AndyCakes813@gmail.com.
Yeah, throw it up. Get you some cake.
Well, you can't see what I'm throwing up right now, so tell you, it's a lot of fingers. I don't really know what
to
mean.
Throw your set up.
Throw my fondue fingers up.
There you go.
Yeah, West Side.
The West Side fondant's over here, fool.
That's right. Well, wait, there's a difference between fondant and fondue, Joseph.
That's why it's the West Side fondant. You East Side fondue.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you're just a filthy cooker, and you don't even know how to bake.
Hey,
ooh,
look at him.
Burn.
Hey,
burn. Somebody call the fire department. You just got burned.
Don't worry. When I drop this diss song on you, it's going to be epic. It's going to be epic.
I can't.
So, Shamilia, guess what? I want to
Andy?
I'm gonna,
who am
no,
I?
No, your name's Shamilia now. Thank you for coming. Thank you. You're the best.
You changed her name like 8 times during the show, Joe. I don't even know who we interviewing.
It don't matter. When you see the picture and you go to the website, all you need to do is buy them cakes.
But wait. So he didn't ever see the whole bio that I sent in. He would have known I was black from the picture.
Yeah, Pat, did you see the bio I emailed to you and she emailed to me?
I didn't get no pictures. All I got was the document.
Nah, see, that's the government. That's the government.
No, hold on.
All I got was a Word document. I didn't get no pictures.
Well, first off, I didn't even send a Word document.
I'm talking what Joe sent to me, though. See, Joe be keeping all of the good stuff to himself.
No, I forwarded him what you sent to me.
No, Joe, all
no,
I got.
No, not the whole thing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
right.
That's right. Hey, man, look here, okay? That's the government made me do it, okay?
The government made you do it.
The government, okay, look,
so
I was.
So you giving in?
No, I'm always I'm a rebel, okay? Shoot. Mm.
But the government, the government making you keep critical, vital, need to know G14 classified information away from me.
See, I was testing
government
you spiritually.
Need to know G14.
No, because I needed to know whether or not you was a black on our item. It would have changed the whole interview. I wouldn't have asked you that last question if you was a white one.
But would you guys be supporting the white one? Like this?
I wouldn't, but Joe, you know, he's talking about the government, so you never know.
Hey, how many times I'm gonna be your speed bump today?
I'm still getting you back for launching me under that bus.
Oh Lord, Aiden,
it's
come all right. Here.
I'm gonna trip you next time I see you.
All right.
So you really in California? I mean, no, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. I was in Charlotte.
Come here, son.
Yeah, tell Aiden to come give a shout out on the line.
Come here, Aiden.
On the hill.
You coming?
His name is Aiden.
What's up, Aiden?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Y'all selling them cakes?
Huh?
Y'all selling them cakes?
Almost.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Huh? You gonna ship him a cake?
Oh, set up one.
You gotta set one up? Why?
Because him said to make a cake. Come on, let's go.
See, he already ready. He ready to go bake a cake now.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Huh?
Yo, he said him said he wanted a cake.
There you go. There you go.
Every time as soon as I step foot in the kitchen, he be trying to bake. And I'm like, bruh. He get up, Joseph, I kid you not, this little boy, he makes some of the best fried rice.
Oh, for real? Oh, I think I saw you had a picture one day of him cooking like the sausage and with the peppers and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. That's what's up. Well, you know, you pass along that entrepreneur information with those skills, he'll never have to work for nobody.
Yeah, and he'll never settle for an ain't shit bitch. Oh, sorry.
Ooh. There you go. To all you ain't shit bitches out there. Okay.
Sorry. Somebody just got red and they didn't even know it.
You ain't shit bitch. Okay.
Joe, you got a little hostility on yours. Say that like it's one in the next room.
So when does this thing air? Next Thursday? Something?
No, it's going to be out ASAP. You're going to get it ASAP.
It'll be out tomorrow.
Well, I
you know, I have to give my mom a heads up because, you know, I use some language that I'm not really proud of.
She always been talking like this, mama, behind your back. She always talked like this.
I learned from her.
Ooh. I guess.
Do you want... Nah, it'll be out tomorrow, but it's gonna be out on the website, Google Play, and iTunes
tomorrow. So, yeah.
Okay.
So now we ain't gonna hold you up no longer. But we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you giving us your information. And remember, Andy Cakes One on Facebook. I'm hungry. I'm never going to Publix to get their red velvet cake no more because I'm calling you.
Boom. And yeah, I'll be I'm gonna hit you up before I leave out next week. I'll have something
Cool. We appreciate it. And thank you for coming on the Freedom Train. And whenever you have some future endeavors and you want to get the word out, you already know who to contact.
And thank y'all for having me.
No problem. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Talk to you later,
big man.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, throw your hands in the air, freestyle, because I'm going over here because I got socks on, my toes in, everybody know I'm frozen. There
like
it is.
The movie.
No. Not
like the movie.
not that one. Oh, man.
No.
Oh, man. So she made vegan cake and cake with liquor in it. That's
you
that's
tripping about this vegan stuff, man. You a vegan?
No, I'm a sometimeitarian. No, but like I went vegetarian for almost a year, but what that did, it just made me incorporate more fruits and vegetables in my diet and take out a lot of stuff. So 75% to 80% of my diet is green vegetables, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. But I love chicken.
I feel you. I'm similar, not 75 to 80, unless you include starches and things like that, like rices and
well, I like rice and beans
bread
too. So,
yeah. But I eat very, very, very little meat compared to the amount of fruits and vegetables.
To be honest, man, I've gotten to the point to where, like, literally, I can't cook meat anymore because the smell. I can't deal with the smell of raw meat or cooking meat. So I don't cook meat at all anymore. Like, I would, if I'm going to eat meat, it's going to have to, somebody already cooked it, I'm going to have to go buy it cooked because I'm not cooking it.
Oh, no, I'll still cook it, but it get cooked often in the house. My wife is an avid meat eater, and the kids are all avid meat eaters. So.
Oh, Tamothy. Shout out to Tamothy.
I'll eat a pot of rice and beans and be straight.
Man, look, lima beans, that's my favorite bean. It's the most disrespected bean, but it's my favorite. That's what's up. So, next week, we're rolling into a new month, September coming up, football season coming up. Hey, man, shout out to Colin Kaepernick for taking a seat and taking a stand at the same time. Shout out to him. Fuck you to everybody who got a problem with it because you need to go learn something. You know what I'm talking about? Because, I mean, and when we say we want athletes to speak out, that's what we want, what Colin Kaepernick give you. Not the Charles Barkley shit, the Colin Kaepernick stuff. Not the Stephen A. Smith or the Jerry Rice's, the Colin Kaepernick. That's what we mean when we want athletes and celebrities to speak out. So,
I don't give a shit about none of them people, but Jerry Rice did upset me a little bit, but I'm okay.
Man. But remember, Jerry Rice had a bald head and dreads at the same time, so we can't take him serious about nothing off the football field.
Right.
With that being said, I am Joseph Ward. He is Padgett Urban. Thank you once again to our guests, Shamelia, Andy, Cakes Johnson, and make sure you go visit Andy Cakes, Andy Cakes One on Facebook. This is the Freedom Train Podcast Series, your resource podcast series. And remember, our mission is to connect professionals, business owners, and resources to our community members to help uplift and empower our communities. The Freedom Train is sponsored by PACS, Inc. That's P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C. And PACS, Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you visit www.PACSinc.org. And also make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Follow the Freedom Train on Twitter and Instagram. Like our Facebook, our Freedom Train Facebook page. And also subscribe to the Freedom Train podcast series on Google Play Music and iTunes. And with that being said, you know how we do. Put two fingers up like a player, split them apart. And if you ain't a player, don't do it. But goodbye.